This is Christian News Focus, a look at the personalities and organizations God is using to accomplish His work in the world.
On a typical day, One North Texas Ministry serves around 600 meals to those who have been described as the least of these. Hello, I'm Chris Howell. Recently, we talked with founder and executive director David Timothy about the Soupmobile.
The Soupmobile is a mobile soup kitchen that feeds the homeless right here in the Dallas area. But in addition to feeding the homeless, we also shelter them in a venture that we've started in 2009 called Soupmobile Village.
Talk a little bit about how this whole thing got started.
I grew up in a household where food was scarce, and I experienced hunger firsthand as a child, and that gave me a real compassion for the homeless who struggle to find food every day. So when we started the Soupmobile back in 2003, in that first year we served 5,000 meals, and at the time, we thought it was a lot, but now we serve more than 200,000 meals a year to the homeless right here in Dallas.
Talk a little bit about some of the things that you guys do. In addition to serving the meals, there are a number of other things that you guys do.
In addition to feeding the homeless, we also shelter the homeless in our venture called Soupmobile Village. And these are a series of group homes located right here in the Dallas area. And each home is designed specifically to take a homeless man or woman right off the streets of Dallas, put a roof over their heads, clean them up, get them a job, and return them as productive members of the community. And Soupmobile Village is not a handout, it's a hand up.
Yes. Well, let's talk a little bit more about that, David, because again, this is not just doing good work, but it's doing God's work.
When Jesus said, "Feed my sheep," we think he meant a lot more than just food. We think he meant love and caring and compassion. And yes, shelter. And that's our goal, to provide this love, the love of Jesus, to these precious homeless men and women.
Yes. And that whole concept of being a mobile soup kitchen, is that something new? Or talk a little bit more about that and how that came to be.
Well, that's a great question. We kind of go against the grain a little bit here. Most soup kitchens are set up in a place where the homeless have to come to the soup kitchen itself. But as you know, the homeless don't have any transportation, so it's hard for them to get around. So we do just the opposite. We go to them. We prepare the food at our headquarters in our main kitchen every day, but then we load it in our mobile vans and we drive into South Dallas where the homeless congregate, and we literally set up an outdoor mobile feeding operation. And in a typical day at lunchtime, we'll serve more than 600 hot, hearty, and healthy meals to our homeless men and women.
Yes. Well, David, as you stated, I mean, certainly you've been working with the homeless population here in Dallas-Fort Worth for quite some time. If you will, tell us, what is one of the most misunderstood things about the homeless population?
I think the number one misunderstanding about homeless men and women is that they're lazy. But that's actually not true. The vast majority of homeless people, they want to work. They want a job.
Now, how would you encourage believers to pray for the homeless population, not only in Dallas, but around the world?
To pray for these homeless people, not just praying that they'll get food, but praying that God will restore them and let them become productive members of their community. And that's what the Soupmobile is striving to do, not just to feed them and give them a handout. We want to give them a hand up.
All right. David Timothy, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you.
For more information about the Soupmobile, go to soupmobile.org. For Christian News Focus, I'm Chris Howell.
Thanks for joining us for Christian News Focus. You can hear this and other Christian interest stories at our website, christiannewsweekly.org.